Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
Today, I want to read from two passages in the Psalms. First, Psalm 28, verse 7, then Psalm 69, verse 30. First, Psalm 28, verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart triumphs, and with my song, I shall thank him. And then Psalm 69, verse 30. I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. Well, we all envision certain Thanksgiving gatherings the way they were meant to be and the way they probably shouldn't be. But that's how it was with Linda's family before and after we were married. They were different. They were wonderful than the ones I remembered as a child with some unpleasant memories. Thanksgivings, though, with my bride Linda and her family were different. Family members and friends gathered together in love and fellowship. For some, it meant all day long food preparation for Thanksgiving dinner, which they did with a cheerful and grateful heart. Occasions where extended family gathered, hugs were shared, laughter bounced off the walls of the homes, children played, and nothing stronger than coffee or tea or water was served to drink all day long. As Linda and I grew closer and then were married, I began to embrace her family as my own. It was a natural thing where everywhere I found arms waiting to affirm me, not just that day, but every day. So many memories now flood my eyes with tears about that family. Some still with us and some who have passed on and stepped into the eternal arms of their father. It was also where I learned that Linda's mom's favorite singer was Perry Como. Some of you will remember that name, some may not. But his recording of the song, Bless This House, was one of her favorites. Linda's mom, Nathan's grandma, one of the greatest saints of all time, now watching us from above, never missed a television show where Perry Como was performing, especially one of his holiday specials, where he would sing, Bless this house, O Lord, we pray, make it safe by night and day. Bless these walls so firm and stout, keeping want and trouble out. And as we enter this most distinctive of American holidays, we find ourselves in the midst of unique and difficult times. Personally, we're struggling with certain things in our country and then all around the world. Peace is not present. Despite that, we can allow the words of that song raise within us an attitude of thankfulness for all that is right with us and for those that we love and who love us, for things that are right in our country and world, for the blessings that we have and which serve to provide us in the midst of all that we face at times with an overarching sense of hope through the God who we know never leaves us. The song continues, bless the roof and chimneys tall. Let thy peace lie over all. Bless this door that it may prove ever open to joy and love. Maybe you can identify with what a dear friend of mine and I often share as we catch up on our families, that no matter what is going on in our own personal lives with all the ups and the downs that occur in and around us, if our children and grandchildren and godchildren are okay, then we're okay. And for that, an attitude of thankfulness reigns within our hearts and homes. The song continues with these words, bless these windows shining bright, letting in God's heavenly light. Bless the hearth, the painting there, with smoke ascending like a prayer. I don't know what's going on in all of your lives. I know some of you and the things you're struggling with, but I don't know all that's going on in your lives at the moment. But I'll bet if you're anything like me, you've had your share of valleys to walk through lately. And with all that we face individually and together, it's hard sometimes to catch a glimpse of the sunshine, which is always there. So, no matter what we're going through, what we're facing, let's take a moment this Thanksgiving week to stop, to refocus, to take a deep breath, and to climb up on a mountaintop, so to speak, where the air always seems clearer and cooler, the sky always seems bluer. And let's look out and look up with thankfulness over all the blessings of our lives. Maybe begin with making a list of the basics. You woke up this morning, for starters. Thanks. Then thankful for your bride or husband or another important person in your life. Thank you. The health you have, your children, grandchildren, and godchildren, the family, dog, or cat, or whatever pet you may have. It used to be hermit crabs with our granddaughters for a while. A table full of food. The softly wrinkled smile of an older family member. The steadfastness of a loyal friend. Divinely timed phone call. A prayer in time of need. A welcome hug or a spectacular sunrise or sunset. And that's just the beginning of a list of blessings which never ends as you and I reflect on all the things for which we're thankful. And as we continue through that list and to make that list while our dinner around us will get cold if we continue, I suspect that our perspective of life may begin to identify with this story. It's a story I've shared before. It's a simple story, one of my favorites, of a young boy on his way home from school late one day. It was cold outside and the snow was on the ground with more falling as he walked along. It was around dinner time and he needed to hurry home, but then a light through the cracked glass of the window of a little broken down shack along the side of the road caught his eye. And as little boys tend to do, he forgot about dinner for a moment and he cautiously made his way up to the window of that little shack. And what he saw inside stunned him. It took him back for just a moment, for what the little boy saw through that window was a scene of abject poverty, of a frame wooden cot and tattered blanket, a small wooden table and one chair, a wooden soup bowl half filled with some sort of steaming liquid, maybe some sort of broth, and on the wall, a picture of Jesus, and kneeling below that picture, a man in tattered clothes, with worn and wrinkled hands and the years of a difficult life written all over his face. And as the boy moved closer to the window, to the crack in the pane of glass that he saw, he could hear the words of that kneeling man, words that he would never forget. For in the midst of all that apparent poverty, amidst the presence of a bleak and wintry day, all he heard coming through the walls of that shack were the quiet words of that kneeling man. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amen and amen. At first glance, it may have seemed as though that man was walking in a fairly desperate and lonely valley. And by the standards of our society, he probably was. But that man's standards were different than the standards of the world around us and around him. For you see, that man walked to the beat of his creator. The list of the things that he was thankful for was not reflected in the stuff around him, but it was reflected instead in the beats of a humble heart seeking to serve and to honor and to thank the God who created him, a God who walked with him and never left him, and who would be with him in the blinding snows of winter and the scorching heat of summer, a God who would be with him in all the circumstances of every one of his days here and then on into eternity with his heavenly Father. Did you put that on your list of things that you're thankful for? A relationship with the God who will never leave you, a relationship with the God of all creation through his Son, Jesus Christ. If you didn't, I would encourage you to make this the week that you stop and think about that relationship and make it a part of your life or confirm it as a part of your life, a life with Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, and make it the first priority in your life to guide you in the journey before you, like that humble man did every day of his life, like Linda and her family taught me to do. My friends, it is the single most important relationship you will ever be blessed with, now and for all eternity. The song ends like this. Bless the folk who dwell within, keep them pure and free from sin. Bless us all that we may be fit, O Lord, to dwell with thee. Bless us all that one day we may dwell, O Lord, above with thee. My friends, it's Thanksgiving week. May this be a time for us to climb the mountain where the air is cleaner the sky is bluer, the view is better, and simply reflect on the blessings of our lives, which are showered on us in abundance from our God above. And while reflecting on the things that we are thankful for, to also reflect on our eternal relationship with God through His Son and commit or recommit your life, my life, to the God who knows you best, loves you most, and who will always walk with you and ahead of you. Let me pray for us. Father, I just thank you for this reminder. I thank you especially for this uniquely American holiday where we get to pause and just thank you and remember all the things we're thankful for. But Lord, help us to do that every day. Help us to climb to the top of a mountain and where everything is clear, take a deep breath and realize how blessed we are as we look up and thank you and look out and thank you for all that you provide for us. Be with those, Lord, those relationships that you've given us in life, and where they are strained, Lord, may you heal them and continue to work with them. Be with those folks who have lost a loved one. You know who they are, Lord. And just ask that you would bring them a sense of peace in your presence in their lives. Thanks for all you do for us and with us. Thanks for loving us. In your Son's precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.